AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Brett Johnson with you here on a Friday afternoon. Well, as you've probably heard talked about in the news this week, the Republican Secretary of State candidate Kim Crockett was at the Republican State Convention last week. And as part of her presentation and getting people fired up to vote for her, she ended up airing this video, which has many anti-Semitic tropes. In her video, Crockett portrays George Soros, who is Jewish, as a puppet master secretly controlling Minnesota's elections. His strings appear connected to Secretary of State Steve Simon and Mark Elias, who are also both Jewish. Of course, this is not an uncommon trope and something we've seen throughout history of people making many of these anti-Semitic comments, tropes, videos, etc. So joining us now to talk a little bit more about this and to give some reaction into why this is so problematic that we continue to see these types of tropes take place is Jacob Milner. He is the Associate Director for the Department of Regional Offices at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Office of the American Jewish Committee, that is AJC. Jacob, thanks so much for joining me on the show today. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned during the intro, this is not an uncommon trope where we typically will show someone who is Jewish either controlling the media or controlling the political system or even controlling the film industry. So unfortunately, this is not uncommon. But what was your reaction when you first heard about this video that was played at the convention of the Republicans last week?
Well, when I first heard about it, to be honest with you, it didn't really shock me because as you had mentioned earlier, this is not an uncommon trope. The idea of Jewish power working behind the scenes to control the economy or the government or the media is not something unique to Ms. Crockett's campaign. As you mentioned, the puppet mastery imagery is a classic anti-Semitic trope. In AJC, we have a resource called Translate Hate, where we list out a number of these tropes. Going back to everything from globalism to George Soros that you just mentioned, to Holocaust imagery. And one of the things we talk about is puppet master imagery. And we mention in there that Jews have been accused of puppeteering the world economy for centuries, having been associated with money since the Middle Ages. And it goes on and on and on like that. So this is not a new trope at all. So it didn't really surprise me. And we've seen a large increase in anti-Semitism in this country over the last number of years. AJC did a survey for the past number of years, and our latest survey in the fall of 2021 showed that 82%, that's more than 8 out of 10 American Jews, believe anti-Semitism has increased in this country in the past 5 years. So the short answer to your question is that it didn't surprise me that much. Unfortunately.
And I think this is important to point out that there is a difference between criticizing the politics of George Soros versus using him as a symbol for Jewish control of the media and wealth. That's an important distinction to make because sometimes people will think, well, that means I can't criticize George Soros without being anti-Semitic. That's not at all what we're saying. You can criticize his politics, well, without saying that he's basically just controlling all the media and the wealth in the world, correct?
Absolutely, 100%. I would say that criticizing Soros and his policies is not anti-Semitic. You, by all means, you know, people have political opinions, and you can disagree or agree with Mr. Soros's positions. But I think to suggest, by the way, that any criticism of George Soros is anti-Semitic actually does a disservice to fighting anti-Semitism because we want to make sure that we call out anti-Semitism when we see it, and not just call everything anti-Semitic. That doesn't help the cause. However, as you mentioned in the previous question, when you're using Soros as a symbol for Jewish control, Jewish wealth, Jewish power, this kind of hidden hand, subversive Jewish power that the ad clearly is using, that is anti-Semitic. And it's basically taking age-old tropes of anti-Semitic tropes and moving them into the modern arena. And I will say one other thing. The depictions of Secretary of State Simon and Mark Elias, both of whom are Jewish, it wouldn't matter who those were in the pictures. If it was Steve Simon or somebody else who wasn't Jewish, it's the depiction of George Soros as controlling them. It's the real anti-Semitism here. You can certainly criticize Soros. You can certainly criticize his beliefs and his policies, you can definitely, it easily can become anti-Semitic, and that video certainly crossed the line.
And I think it's also a way for people who might be anti-Semitic to disguise their types of beliefs when they say, well, we're just putting this video out because we don't like his politics. It's a way to kind of disguise your anti-Semitism, I think, when you're just saying, oh, well, we're just using George Soros because we don't like his politics, even though most people can pretty much see through exactly what they might be doing.
I would agree with that. And I think that's why it's important to understand what is and isn't anti-Semitism. And that's why we at AJC have been dedicating so much time and so many resources to help identify anti-Semitism so that we can correctly call it out and hopefully use those tools to educate folks on what is and isn't anti-Semitism.
Have we been seeing these types of incidents of anti-Semitism increase for the past few years or even the past few decades? Or is this something that's kind of unfortunately always been part of our society that's maybe just been highlighted more now? What are your thoughts on that? Or have we seen a marked increase in this type of behavior over the past few years?
So anti-Semitism, as they say, you know, it's been called the world's oldest hatred. It's been around forever, or as long as there have been Jews, which has been quite a long time. We've seen anti-Semitism in this country, since the beginning as well. We've seen it around the world. I will say that anti-Semitism has increased in this country by any measure over the past 5 or 6 years. If you look at the AJC survey, like I mentioned, 82% of American Jews say that anti-Semitism has increased over the past 5 years. 90% of American Jews, again, 9 out of 10 American Jews believe anti-Semitism is a problem in the United States today. And I think that you should really let your listeners let that sink in when you have 90% of any group agreeing on something, particularly Jews, which sometimes, you know, there's a joke, two Jews, three opinions. But 90% of Jews in this country think anti-Semitism is a problem today. And we have seen violent attacks against Jews really increasing over the past number of years as well. I shouldn't have to remind you about the attack at the Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. The numerous attacks on Jews we've seen in this country, whether in New York or Los Angeles, over the past number of years. The recent hostage situation at the synagogue in Coleyville, Texas. These are just some examples of violent anti-Semitism which we've seen. And I think the coronavirus pandemic has also led to an increase in conspiracy theories, an increase in anti-Semitism. We've seen a number of Jewish communities around the country targeted with anti-Semitic flyers, anti-Semitic graffiti, anti-Semitic hate that focuses on COVID, that focuses, like you just mentioned, on election conspiracies. So I think all of these kind of create a perfect storm that we've seen a really large tide in anti-Semitism. And the last thing I'll say on this is that the FBI statistics every year on bias hate crimes have come out. And the latest numbers for 2021 had Jews the victims of 58% of religiously motivated hate crimes in this country. And I should mention that Jews are only 2% of the population in the United States. And yet 58% of religious hate crimes are targeting Jews in this country. And that number, by the way, has been pretty consistent, around 50 to 60% over the last number of years.
Just a couple of those numbers you brought up are very shocking to think about, that 58% of these incidents and then only 2% of the country is largely Jewish. And then you brought up the other number too, talking about these incidents of anti-Semitism and how 82% of people who are Jewish are experiencing anti-Semitism and saying that's a problem. I mean, as you brought up, in our current climate, that's unbelievable to get even 80% of people agreeing on one thing. So that is a shocking number and something that is a major, major problem right now.
It certainly is. And I think that's one of the reasons that we have to really take a stand here when you see videos that like Kim Crockett's video come out, because we have to be able to identify it and we have to be able to call it out so that, especially during a time of rising anti-Semitism, we're able to help ideally educate people, but also let people know that this is can lead to more dangerous circumstances with the Jewish community if we don't call it out. And we don't want to perpetuate these anti-Semitic tropes either. We want to help people understand what they are and hopefully educate them as well.
So the Republican Party of Minnesota and their chair, David Hahn, have issued an apology for airing that video during last weekend's event, but I still don't believe we've heard any official apology from Kim Crockett herself, who, of course, like I said, is running for Secretary of State. Now, the part I want to get your take on is that, do you buy the fact that Hahn and other Republicans are saying that no one was aware that the tropes in this video were anti-Semitic? I mean, I think just about anyone would probably be aware that if you're going to be having someone like George Soros, a Jewish person, controlling people with puppet strings, that's very, very anti-Semitic and not something good to be putting out there. So what's your reaction? It's certainly good that the Republican Party is trying to walk this back and apologize, but I do find it a little bit hard to believe that apparently no one thought that this video was anti-Semitic when they first put it out.
Well, I will first say I agree with you. I think it's good that the Republican Party apologized and that Chairman Hahn apologized and walked it back. I give them credit for that. I can't speak to the people that saw the video or what they thought of it, but I will say that from my perspective, it's overtly anti-Semitic, and I know that that's not just me speaking. It's not just the Jewish community speaking. I know that numerous people, regardless of political persuasion, and I should note that AJC is a nonpartisan organization, and we'll call out anti-Semitism whenever we see it. Numerous people see the video, and they would agree that it's anti-Semitic. So, but I will say that I do appreciate David Hahn working with local organizations. I saw that he was working very closely with the local JCRC here in Minnesota. But hopefully this will be a learning opportunity, and if they didn't know it was anti-Semitic, then hopefully they can learn about what anti-Semitism is, and they can hopefully not have a repeat of this in the future.
And final few questions for you, Jacob. How should this be called out when you're seeing some of these types of tropes put out there, whether it's a video you're seeing online, on social media, or maybe you're even just talking to someone in person who ends up making some anti-Semitic or controversial remarks, maybe at best? What's the best way to react to this and to call out that type of behavior to make sure we don't perpetuate these types of tropes anymore?
You know, that's an excellent question. And our surveys have shown that people who know Jews personally and understand the impact of anti-Semitism have a better understanding of it. So I would say, number one, get to know your neighbors. That's always a good thing. And number two, if you see something, whether you're Jewish or not, you should say something. And I'm not saying to call them out publicly and shame them, but at least help people understand, because I do think a lot of this sometimes comes from a place of ignorance and not knowing. So, give people the benefit of the doubt, help them understand, but also, make sure you call it out. Don't let these sort of anti-Semitic statements or tropes go unanswered. I will say, going back to the AJC survey, 82% of American Jews believe that anti-Semitism has increased in the past 5 years, but only 44% of the U.S. general population believes it's increased. So there's a big disconnect here between the overall U.S. population and the Jewish American population. So I think it's important for the Jewish community to be able to define anti-Semitism and to be able to call it out, and hopefully to help educate those that aren't Jewish to be able to understand anti-Semitism and to be able to call it out. I think that those are the most important things. And then lastly, I would say, there's numerous organizations, AJC, where I work. You go to our website, ajc.org, has wonderful resources that can help people understand anti-Semitism and understand what the Jewish community thinks of anti-Semitism. There's other local organizations that can also help with this, with trainings and helping to understand the Jewish community. I think that those are the steps that should be taken to help better educate people on anti-Semitism and to help hopefully mitigate future anti-Semitism.
And I liked what you said earlier, too. Just get to know your neighbors out there, because you wonder how many people who may hold these types of views have never met a Jewish person before. I mean, you can take that to so many other issues. And just getting to know someone and getting to know your neighbors goes a long way towards, figuring out that, maybe putting out those types of tropes is not really a good thing to do.
Yep. And as I said, survey after survey show that if you know your neighbors, that you have a better understanding and more empathy and sympathy and understanding of other traditions. So I would agree with you. I think getting out, meeting your neighbors, understanding, you know, kind of the sensitivities of the different communities and the history of anti-Semitism, which we don't have enough time for here today, I think is important as well.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with Jacob Milner. He is the Associate Director of the Minneapolis-St. Paul Chapter of the American Jewish Committee. That website, again, is ajc.org, ajc.org, where you'll find lots of good resources, again, over at ajc.org. Jacob, really appreciate you joining me on the show today. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's take a break and send things back to Matt McNeil on AM 950.